Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past weekend was spent moving and organizing my sister into a new apartment in Baton Rouge. I'll tell you all about it in the second half of the show. I just filmed a segment for WWL TV reporter Bill Capo. He has a holiday series called 12 for the Road that encourages people to drink non-alcoholic alternatives to consume during the holidays to keep people safe and sober. I'll tell you all about my special drink and how the filming went. At NOCA, we've been making cookies, pies, and learning techniques. I'll tell you more about it later. The issue of Teen Vogue magazine has hit the newsstands. I'm a featured teen chef, along with Greg Grossman, Flynn McGarry, Romilly Newman, Haley Thomas, and Alexander White. Check it out and get a copy. You can also read the article on my website, kidchefeliana.com. Now, it's time for an interview with special guests John Peterson and Colin Cormier of Swamp Pop. Swamp Pop is a pure cane soda created by John Peterson and Colin Cormier of Viva La Waffle Food Truck. Swamp Pop comes in 5 flavors. Noble Cane Cola is enhanced with the flavor of Louisiana figs. Satsuma, named after the citrus fruit available in backyards all over Acadiana. Praline Cream Soda, a buttery sweet confection that tastes like pralines in a bottle. Jean Lafitte Ginger Ale in honor of the area's notorious pirate. Blending crisp cucumbers with spicy ginger. And Ponchatoula Pop Rouge, inspired by sweet Ponchatoula strawberries. Sweetened with cane, sugar cane, Swamp Pop calls to mind old-fashioned sodas and also comes in a glass bottle for extra nostalgia. Mr. John, Mr. Colin, thank you for being guests on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks, Eliana. We're excited to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, my family and I are huge fans of Swamp Pop after finding it in our local Rouse's grocery store. So, Mr. John, you ran a men's clothing boutique, and Mr. Colin, you ran a waffle food truck. How did you both come up with the idea of starting an old-fashioned soda company with a modern twist on flavors infused with Louisiana ingredients? Mr. John, why don't you answer this?
Sure. So first, your listeners should know that Colin and I are actually first cousins, and we've been best friends our whole lives. So we always wanted to do something together. We always thought it would be fun if when we got older we could work together. So one day we were just kind of kicking around ideas, and we really loved the double use of the term Swamp Pop. For any of your listeners that don't know, Swamp Pop is the name of a type of music that is kind of originated in the area where we're from in Lafayette, Louisiana, in South Louisiana, which is kind of called Cajun country. And it's kind of an old, kind of a doo-woppy style of music that has Cajun influences. So obviously, pop is also another word for soda. So we really liked the double use of the word Swamp Pop. And from there, we realized that if we use Louisiana sugarcane, which is a major crop in Louisiana, and then we also kind of use flavors that we were familiar with from growing up in this area, that if we combined all of those elements, that we could really have something special.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, the name is just so clever, and all of your flavors are just so delicious.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We were just kind of walking in Rouse's, and then we're like, oh, this looks good. Why don't we try this? It just kind of caught our eye, and we tried it, and we're just like, oh my gosh, it's like so delicious. And the first one that we tried was the praline cream soda, and that is still my favorite. It tastes like you're drinking pralines. It's so
good.
Well,
that is good to hear. I'll let you in on the fact that that has actually been our best seller so far. I think people really like the sweetness and the taste of the praline that it kind of brings up for people. It's a very, very New Orleans flavor.
Oh, yes, it is. And I can see why they love it so much. I know I do.
Well,
So,
thanks. We're glad you enjoy it.
you're welcome. So, Mr. Colin, the flavors of Swamp Pop are so prominent. So, how do you come up with the cool flavors like praline cream soda and Ponchatoula Pop Rouge?
Well, we wanted to, sort of pay tribute to the iconic flavors of Louisiana. We have such a unique flavor heritage here that, we wanted to sort of see if we could, capture that and put it in a bottle, like you said. So we just, we wanted people that live around here to be able to recognize the flavors that they're familiar with. And luckily for us, the flavors of Louisiana are popular not only in Louisiana but the nation and even the world over. So, we figured if we could get Louisiana people to identify with those flavors, that it could work anywhere.
Right. I mean, I love the flavors and there's such great ideas. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. I mean, you are, I know that you have tons of, these different flavors already. So whenever you come up with a new one, I'm definitely gonna have to try it like right away.
Yeah, we have a lot of things in the works, so keep your eye out for some new stuff also.
Oh, definitely, I will. So, Swamp Pop uses the pure cane sugar, a natural crop in Louisiana. So, why did you decide to use cane syrup instead of the less expensive alternative of corn syrup?
Well, we actually use granulated cane sugar in our drinks. And number one, we made that decision because where we grew up down in South Louisiana, we were surrounded by cane fields. So we really wanted to make a product that supported the sugarcane farmers and the sugar industry here from where we're from. But most importantly, probably, is that we just think that sodas made the old-fashioned way with cane sugar just taste better than the ones with corn syrup. We just sort of, we think a throwback to the old-fashioned way of doing things is the better way.
Oh, and I know it tastes so delicious. It does. I love that you have the cane, that whole cane sugar in there. It's so delicious. It makes it taste so yummy. I mean, it's old fashioned, which goes with the whole old fashioned kind of vintage theme. And then it also makes it taste better. And you're supporting the local farmers, which is always great. So,
Yeah,
like,
we're it's really important to us to support a crop that's grown here in Louisiana, and those are real people, growing real cane sugar, and it feels good to be able to support them too.
exactly. Right. And that you just like a three in one.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So the packaging for Swamp Pop is so awesome. I love like that whole like old-fashioned glass bottle, and the logo definitely gives it a throwback feel. So, Mr. John, how did all of the branding come about?
Well, when we were making the products, we knew that we wanted to make a premium soda. We knew that we wanted it to be good. We didn't want to cut any corners. We wanted to use high quality ingredients. And with a name like Swamp Pop, we knew that there was a possibility that some people would think that it was a gimmick. If you were from another part of the country, like some of your listeners might be, and you weren't familiar with what the music genre Swamp Pop was, maybe Swamp Pop sounds kind of weird to you. Is that like water out of the swamp? You don't really know what to expect. So when we designed the packaging, we wanted to make sure that the packaging looked good so that people would trust that the product inside of it was of a high quality. So
Okay.
we worked with a good friend of ours who's a very talented artist and designer. And he helped us come up with the packaging that kind of has that throwback appeal. We use the glass bottle and the pry
Right.
off caps. You need a bottle opener to open them.
Right.
And we did all of that because that's the way that soda used to be made, and we wanted to bring that back, and we really wanted the packaging to reflect that nostalgic look.
Wow, I love it so much, and I know everybody else will. Well, take a sip of sweet Swamp Pop soda while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview of John Peterson and Colin Cormier of Swamp Pop Sodas. So let's find out about you both personally. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat, Mr. Colin?
I am a chef by trade, and so, you know, I spend a lot of time making things quickly for customers. So if I actually get a chance to cook for myself, I like stuff that takes a long time and kind of low and slow methods, so like a lot of braised meats, and lately I've been on a pretty big meatball stew kick, so that's sort of my favorite thing to eat right now.
That sounds so good, and the weather's getting a little bit cooler, so it's like the perfect time to have all the soups and stews and everything like that. I love that. Oh my gosh, making them so good. Yes, I know. It's so perfect right now, and they are just so delicious when you put lots of flavorful ingredients in there and lots of love. It just makes it taste so much better. So you have all those flavors really get to marry, and you have that like nice, you know, depth of flavor in all of your dishes. Oh yeah, that's perfect.
Exactly.
So, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory, Mr. John?
Well, let's see. I think the thing that sticks out in my memory the most is a bit of a disastrous food memory, although it was probably pretty funny for everybody else at the time. A friend of mine made brownies, which I am a big sucker for brownies. That's probably my favorite dessert. So I showed up after the brownies had already been made, but the bowl that had the brownie mix was sitting in the sink, and it still had the brownie mix in there. It hadn't been washed yet, but the brownies were already in the oven. And as I'm sure you and all of your listeners know, to kind of collect the brownie mixture with your finger out of the mixing bowl and eat it is one of the best parts of making brownies. So when I showed up, I saw that bowl in there, and I ran my finger along the side to get that brownie batter, and when I put it in my mouth, I was surprised with the taste of dish soap, which had been already put into the bowl, and I couldn't see it because it was clear, so I ended up with a big mouthful of dish soap disguised as brownie batter. So that was a pretty disastrous food memory.
Oh my gosh, I think that might have like scarred me that I wouldn't want to eat like brownie, like the brownie batter anymore.
I stayed away. I stayed away for a long time, but I'm back to eating brownies now, thank goodness.
Well, I'm sure I probably would have stayed away too, but I don't know, you just can't go wrong with some delicious brownies and just kind of taking your finger and just licking the inside, especially, or like even like any kind of batter, especially if it doesn't have any like eggs in there and you can eat it raw, those are the best kind.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because then you just like take the whole bowl and like you don't even have to wash it because it's so clean.
I know, yeah, and that's what I was trying to do, but I got a surprise.
Yeah, right, and you put in your mouth like, oh, that's definitely not brownie.
Yep, exactly.
So, now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again? Mr. Colin, you go first.
Most unusual food I've ever eaten is probably, I used to work at a sushi bar, and one of the sushi chefs made a jellyfish salad one time, which I wasn't even aware you could eat jellyfish, but apparently you can. And it didn't sting me or anything like I was worried about it might, but it was, let's just say it was different. And I've had my fill of jellyfish salad for my life, probably.
Yeah, so there's always just like that one thing that kind of sticks out in your memory and you're just like, oh, I just remember that and it didn't taste that great.
It was just a very strange texture and it didn't really taste like much of anything at all, so it was just, I guess I'm glad I tried it, but I don't think I'll need to again.
Right, well, at least you can say you have tried it. Now you can just say, oh, yeah, I've eaten that before. And everybody was like, oh, wow, really? Where'd you eat that? Right, but then you can also say, I ate it, but didn't mean I liked it.
Right.
Yeah, there's, like, some pretty crazy things that I've eaten, too. But most of them have been pretty good. So, Mr. John, what's an unusual food that you've eaten?
You know, I remember one time stopping at a small convenience store way out kind of in the middle of nowhere here in South Louisiana, and my uncle bought some pickled pig lips, and we tried a little bit of that, and that was definitely interesting, probably the most unusual food that I've eaten, and I can confidently say that I will not try that again.
How was like the texture? Was it like hairy or, I mean,
actually it was a little bit, it wasn't, there were some little hairs still on there, yeah, which was not appetizing, as you can imagine, and it's a weird kind of chewy texture, and I'm in favor of trying anything once, so I'm glad that I tried it, but I'm fine with that now. I don't think I'll do that again.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that either. That sounds pretty different.
Definitely different.
Yeah. Ooh, that, I don't think I could handle like the hair and the, ooh, that just, ooh, that sounds so gross to me. Like, I've heard of it before, like having pickled pig lips. Like, my like world geography teacher used to talk about, oh yeah, when I was younger, we used to eat them as snacks all the time, and I was just like, yeah, not me. I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, there's better snacks available these days.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't think that'll be the one that I'm going to eat after school.
Right.
Yeah, definitely not that. There's, like, yeah, that just sounds like, I don't know, the chewiness, it just seems like it would be really chewy, kind of like cartilage or gristle, like, oof.
Yep, it is kind of that you're right, you're exactly right about that. That's kind of how it is. So if you're not into slightly hairy, gristly, chewy things, then maybe stay away from the pickled pig lips.
Yeah, and it was probably very pungent, too, since it was pickled.
Yes, indeed.
So, lastly, here's a new wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why? Mr. John, you go first.
You know, unlike you, Eliana, and Colin, I am not a chef. So there's a lot of things that I don't know, but one thing I've always been curious about is how cooks in the Middle Ages, how they cooked. They had no electricity, and they had, you know, kings and queens and royal courts who were demanding all of these different kinds of food, and it all had to be hunted and grown. And I think if I could cook with anybody, I would visit a medieval kitchen in a medieval castle and cook with the chef there and see what he was cooking and how he was doing it without electricity.
Oh, I've never heard somebody say that. That's something so different, but that sounds really cool. I guess I never thought about that. Like, oh my gosh, they have to catch all of that and hunt it? Wow, and grow it? And oh yeah, definitely. And what about
you?
Yeah,
no grocery stores.
Exactly. So what about you, Mr. Colin?
The family I grew up in, the men
always were the cooks for the most part. And so, you know, growing up at family gatherings and things like that, it was always my grandfathers and my dad who were cooking. But when I was a really young kid, I didn't really have much interest in how the food was being cooked. I just, you know, showed up when it was ready and ate it. So I think that if I could do it over again, I would, be paying attention to that stuff and go out and actually learn from, you know, in those few instances where they were actually all together. You know, as time went on, you know, we lost one of my grandfathers and then the other, so I never really, you know, paid attention when all of them were there together cooking our family get-together meal. So I guess if I could go back, I think I would do it with all of them in my family at some of those cookouts that I wasn't paying that close attention to.
Oh, yes, definitely. I probably would, too. Those are both really great answers. Well, Mr. John and Mr. Colin, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks. It was our pleasure.
Mine, too. You've shown us that Swamp Pop is a sweet idea and that local ingredients make the best food and drink products. If you want to find out more about John Peterson and Colin Cormier, visit KidChefAliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to drink some praline cream soda while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is liquid smoke. Let's talk about liquid smoke. Liquid smoke is produced from smoke passed through a tube from a combustion chamber filled with select wood chips to a condenser. Through the controlled burning of wood chips or sawdust, the smoke rises and is captured in a chamber, condensed and cooled into liquids. Liquid smoke is used to preserve food or to add flavor to food. In 1895, a man named Ernest H. Wright invented, bottled, and sold what he named condensed smoke. Wright always had an interest in chemistry, so when he owned his own drugstore, he began exploring the combustion of wood. He discovered that he could collect a liquid with the flavor of smoke through condensation. Wright prepared a ham with his condensed smoke and fed it to his friends. He wanted to find out if the taste would be comparable to traditionally smoked ham. His friends asked for more, so Wright knew he had created a product that would sell. Here's a recipe for my pepper and steak gravy. This dish is a great throw-together meal for the family. Ingredients: 1 cup flour, 2 tablespoons of Creole seasoning, 1 pound of sirloin steaks, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 tri-colored bell peppers cut into half-inch stripes, 2 cups of chicken stock heated, 1 tablespoon of liquid smoke, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and 1/4 cup of seasoned flour. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. In a large zip bag, combine flour and Creole seasoning. Add steaks and shake well. In a large iron skillet, heat olive oil over medium-high heat. Add coated steaks and brown on both sides. Add bell peppers. In a large bowl, add chicken stock, liquid smoke, Worcestershire sauce, soy sauce, and flour. Whisk together and mix well. Add gravy to pan. Cover with aluminum foil and place in oven. Roast for 1.5 hours. Serve on a bed of rice or with bread. Serves 4. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Disgraced food personality Paula Deen is back. She now has her own online network called, of course, the Paula Deen Network. Deen and her company bought the rights to over 400 episodes of her shows on Food Network. To see those episodes, fans will have to subscribe and pay $9.95 a month for access. In addition, the new network will also air a new documentary on Paula Deen's life from the time Food Network fired her until now. Healthy food giant Whole Foods Market is suffering with financial struggles. Their stock has fallen more than 35%. With so many grocery stores now offering organic and whole food products, these sales have eaten into Whole Foods' market share. To boost sales, Whole Foods will be introducing a mobile app and a discounts rewards program. This is the first time the company has entertained the thought of a rewards program. The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available. So, what does this have to do with food? Wait for it! In Japan, they have created a new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus case in the shape of a giant fried chicken drumstick. I'm not even kidding. The new iPhone case is even bigger than a real-life turkey drumstick. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at KidChefEliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's Cookbook Shelf features Homemade Soda by Andrew Schloss. The book features over 200 recipes for making and using fruit sodas and fizzy juices, sparkling sodas, root beers, colas, herbal water, sparkling teas, and coffees, cream sodas and floats, and other carbonated concoctions. This is such a great cookbook, and it has so many delicious sodas in here. I actually got this when I was at a conference one year, so I got it signed to me. That was really great. Oh my gosh, just like sparkling watermelon. So there's like a section that's like all about sparkling waters. In the beginning, it actually tells you all about like fermentation and mouthfeel, yeasts, equipment, flavorings, all about high fructose corn syrup. And like there's a whole timeline about different like colas and things. Everything is just awesome. It's a huge timeline, actually, going from, let's see, 1960, all the way from 2009. That's how long the timeline is. That's crazy. And it tells you all about it, which is so great. And then there's also things like, ooh, black lemonade, cardamom apricot soda. There is hardly hard cider. And all about, like, there's something in here that all about selling refreshment and different dates in here that has to do with sodas. There's everything in here. They even have, like, root beers and cola brews, strawberry pineapple soda, cucumber mint cooler, carrot cinnamon slush, pomegranate cranberry crush. This is so delicious. Chai fish, almond honey cream soda, banana cream soda. Oh, wow. Sparkling fruit lassi. And then they even have like recipes in here like pork shoulder braised with ginger ale, sweet heat mahogany chicken wings, cola chili, lemonade shrimp cocktail. So it tells you how to make the sodas and all the fizzy concoctions. And then it tells you how to turn those into dishes and use them in dishes. Like something else like would be fruity meatballs, pork chops with chipotle, cherry cola gravy, root beer barbecue sauces. I've actually made something like that before. It was really delicious. Ginger ale pound cake. Oh, chocolate root beer cheesecake. This just sounds so delicious. I want, like, homemade sodas right now. And this is, like, perfect with the whole theme of the show, as in sodas. So I love this. And it tells you three easy ways to make, like, delicious soft drinks at home. On the back of the book, too, it tells mixed bottled seltzer, use soda siphon, and brew. So this is just a great cookbook, and you should definitely check it out. So I actually helped my mom and my family move move my sister to a new apartment, and she was on the second flight of stairs, the second floor, so we had to go up a flight of stairs to move everything, and we actually had to buy everything. So Soleil bought everything, she's my sister, and she bought all, like, the furniture, well, some parts she bought, like a bookcase, a desk, a futon, an end table, a rug, just different things, lamps, and just all kinds of different things that she bought. And we actually had to put it together ourselves. So Soleil and I, like, put together a bookcase. She also bought a dining table that was, like, 100 pounds that had to be carried up the apartment, which we had guys to do all that. and then we actually organized the whole apartment, and her apartment looks so, so great. And it's actually, like, a newly renovated apartment. We met all of her neighbors, and it was actually, like, on the day of an LSU game, so that was, like, pretty hectic. But we spent a few days doing the apartment, and it was awesome, and her apartment looks so gorgeous now. Everything is so neat, and everything's organized, and I could just stay there all the time. My best friend helped me out, and my cousins, and my Nana, and we spent the night there, organized everything. It was amazing, so I can't wait till I go back again. Well, grab a chicken drumstick. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post the close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to JD Bro and Mel Davenport for guessing sage. The photo is actually of pineapple sage from my garden. Let's talk about sage. Sage originates from the Balkan and Mediterranean and is a member of the mint family. Sage grows in the form of a bush. It prefers warm climate and dry soil. It can be found in meadows and fields doused with sunlight. Sage has a woody stem that can reach 2 feet in height. The leaves have an oblong shape and are grayish to green in color. Sage blossoms white, purple, pink, or lavender-colored flowers. Their flowers are pollinated by various types of insects, but most often by honeybees. The ancient Greeks and Romans first used sage as meat preservative. It was also used as a memory enhancer. Listed by the Council of Europe as a natural source of food flavor, sage has been used for more than 2,000 years in culinary recipes. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Swamp Pop Cola Float. This is a really simple float, but the Praline Cream Soda just makes it the best. Ingredients: 1 bottle of Swamp Pop Praline Cream Soda, vanilla ice cream. Directions: place a few scoops of ice cream in a glass. Pour soda over ice cream. Enjoy this tasty treat. Hey, young chefs. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my mom's recipe for chocolate swamp pop cola cupcakes. I'm sorry, this is actually my recipe for the chocolate swamp pop cola cupcakes. These cupcakes have a great flavor with the addition of the cola, and the glaze tops it off perfectly. It is so delicious, and I'm so glad I came up with this recipe because I love it so much. Ingredients: 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of swamp pop cola, 1/2 cup of butter melted, 1/2 cup of margarine melted, 3 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 cup of buttermilk, 2 eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Ingredients for glaze: 1/4 of a cup of butter, 1 1/2 tablespoons of cocoa, 3 tablespoons of swamp pop cola, and 1 cup of powdered sugar. Directions for batter: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, sift the sugar and flour and mix. Directions for glaze: in a saucepan, mix the butter, margarine, cocoa powder, and cola. Bring to a boil and pour over dry ingredients. Combine well. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, sift the sugar and flour and mix. Dissolve baking soda in buttermilk. Mix in buttermilk, eggs, and vanilla extract to batter. Pour into cupcake liners inside muffin pans. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes. Remove from oven and glaze immediately. Directions for glaze: combine the butter, cocoa powder, and cola in a medium sauce pot. Bring to a boil and pour over powdered sugar. Blend well. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Kitchen Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Kitchen Craft is how to make soda bottle beach vase. Supplies: 1 glass soda bottle, a funnel, 1 cup of sand, sea decorations like sea glass or shells, hot glue, and a single stem artificial flower. Instructions: Step 1. Using a funnel, pour sand into soda bottle. Step 2. Hot glue seashell or other sea decoration onto glass bottle. Step 3. Place the flower inside. Enjoy! The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefAliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefAliana on Twitter and Aliana Cakes fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. On September 3rd, KidStar launched a Kickstarter campaign to create a new program called Voyage Earth. This program will allow children across the world to become contributors to Voyage Earth, the radio show. This means that our children will have the ability to have their voice heard on a broad international scale. In order for us to do this, though, we need your help in making this a reality. Please spread the word about this Kickstarter to your friends, families, and share the news on your social media with the hashtag EMPRKids, Empower Kids. With your help, we truly will be able to give kids the ability to influence the world and will give them a voice to the world. Visit our Voyage Earth campaign on Kickstarter.com to make your contribution. So during the week, this past week, I was actually on filming for the WWL TV show 12 for the Road with Bill Capo. And I had such a blast filming with him and with my mom. So he came over to my house, and I was, for the show, we have to make a non-alcoholic drink for the holidays. And my first thought of, is like, when I think of the holidays, is like caramel apples and apple pie with, like, you know, cinnamon and all those nice, like, flavors like cinnamon and nutmeg and all the allspice. All those are, like, so great. And cloves, yummy. So I decided to make a caramel apple pie mocktini. And then to make it even better, like, step it up a notch, like, make it a la mode and put a scoop of ice cream on top. Oh my gosh, it is so freaking amazing. And it tastes just like apple pie. Not even kidding. So my mom and I actually made the apple cider. We made homemade apple cider, but you can always buy it from the store. But we tried it with the store version, the store apple cider, and it tastes good. But oh my gosh, having it with homemade apple cider where it still has that grainy texture from all the spices in there, and it's thicker and it has like a deeper like flavor, is so much better. But it still works with the regular one. But for the show, we used the homemade apple cider. And we used ginger ale, and then we add ice cream and a little bit of caramel, and that's pretty much it. That's how simple it is, and it's chilled. So it's a caramel apple pie mocktini that is so delicious, and Mr. Bill loved the drink so much, and so did the cameraman, Mr. Tom, so they both loved it, and that was so great, and everyone had a great time. My mom and I had so much fun with the interview, and my dad was even at the end in the toast, so the whole family was together. So I can't wait for 12 for the Road to air. Yay! And then at NOCA this past week, on Monday, we made cookies. Well, we actually made the cookies on Friday, but we actually decorated the cookies on Monday. So then Monday came along and we get to decorate some cookies. We are so pumped and excited. We made our royal icing, and then we also could color it with whatever we wanted to. So my partner and I, Deanne and I, we used food coloring. And we did blue, so that was all great. And we even, like, made little decorations on all the cookies, and we spelled out NOCA Culinary. And we helped making some of the apple pies for this month's Pie of the Month Club. And then we also are learning techniques right now. So that's really awesome. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Maya Angelou. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month. KidStar, we empower kids. Bon appetit, I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret why my back is in a crook, it's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The KidStar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends receive are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.